Head Games Radio on Sports Byline, Sirius Channel 122, and it's Super Bowl week, and who better to talk about the Super Bowl than Charles Barkley? Sir Charles, how are you?
I'm doing great, Nick. How you doing?
Good. Where are you right now?
I'm in the desert. I'm in Arizona, baby. Just getting rid of, got a couple of big games this week with the Suns playing. The Suns play the Spurs Thursday night, and I think Cleveland plays Miami Thursday night. So we got a couple good games.
Are you going to fit in a little trip to South Beach?
No, I don't go to South. The Super Bowl's too hectic. I always go to Vegas. The Super Bowl's a little hectic.
You've got the NBA All-Star team coming up, too.
Yeah, but I've been to a couple Super Bowls. They're just too hectic, too many people around. So it's best for me to go to Vegas and just take it easy.
Hey, Charles, speaking of the Super Bowl, we talked with Tom Flores, who won a couple Super Bowls as the coach of the Raiders, and Len Dawson yesterday. And here's what he had to say about what he did back there in New Orleans, the famous story of the Raiders.
We only had one guy that broke curfew, and that was John Majewczyk. And he was hiding out on the Bourbon Street at 6'7", 315 pounds. He was hiding out, yeah.
Well, that's a big surprise to me.
Yeah.
That's a real big surprise to me that the twos would do that.
Hey, yeah. Well, the reason he told me, he said, Coach, he said, I was out making sure that everybody else was in.
He was out making sure everybody else was in. I would think that, Charles, in your leadership role there in Barcelona, when you were hitting the bars there too, that was the role you played.
Well, you know, we really didn't hit a lot of bars. I was just walking around enjoying the scenery. You know, we had all the bar. We gambled every night, all night, so we didn't really go to any bars in Barcelona. But late in the day and early evening, I walked around for a couple hours. But we had a built-in poker game every night from about 10 o'clock at night to about 6 in the morning. So we didn't go out. We did more. We just walked around and saw the city, to be honest with you.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about your insight into what you would do if you were the head coach, whether it's Lovie Smith or Tony Dungy, and getting your team ready, that combination of anger, of fun, of anticipation, not getting too tight but still staying focused. We're listening to Charles Barkley. Later in today's show, we'll have Dan Reeves, a legendary Denver Broncos coach, and more on Head Games, Sports Byline Network, and Sirius Channel 122. We'll be right back.